May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 700. Hymn number 700. Great God, to thee we come and solemnly confess, our hearts are prone to roam from paths of righteousness. We view the year already past and see great cause to be abashed. Hymn number 700.
Read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 3. prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 3, commence to read at verse 12. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, Return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger for ever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increase in the land, in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done any more. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I said, How shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts of nations? And I said, Thou shalt call me my father, and shalt not turn away from me. Surely, as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly, in vain is salvation hoped for, from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. For shame hath devoured the labour of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God. We have our fathers, we and our fathers, from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Now please turn to the prophet Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2. And we commence to read at verse 11. Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. And this shall be done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, insomuch that he regardeth not the offering any more, or receiveth it with goodwill at your hand. Yet ye say, wherefore, because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant? And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the Spirit? And wherefore one, that he might seek a goodly seed? Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away, for one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. Ye have wearied the Lord with your words, yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? But when ye say, every one that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us now to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness and goodness that spares our lives to see the light and dawn of another Sabbath day, the light and dawn of another year of time. Lord, we do thank thee. We have much cause to thank thee for all the many mercies and favours and blessings of which we have been blessed with, Lord, in the year now past, in the years now past. Lord, it wasn't just last year we had thy mercies. It's been throughout our lives, if we do but stop and consider it. Thy mercies been great to us, our paths have been strewn with thy mercy and kindness and goodness. And so, dear Lord, we would humbly come and desire to render praise and thanksgiving for thy kindness and goodness unto unworthy sinners, if one may speak for others, unworthy the least of all thy notice and of all thy mercy. But thou in love and mercy dost continue to help and continue to bless. Oh, we have these and have been blessed with many providential mercies. Day by day, we have had our daily food and drink. And day by day, we have had a roof over our heads and comforts and beds to lie on. But, dear Lord, there's also been those times, dear Lord, we humbly trust, Lord, when we've looked in amazement at a wonder-working God. And look now, Lord, at thy glorious finished work, Lord Jesus, that thou hast done and accomplished at Calvary for poor dying sinners, has paid the price, the redemption of their souls with thine own heart's blood. So, Lord, what the dear apostle said is so blessedly true. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Oh, thanks be to God for his many mercies, both in providence and in grace. Oh, for mercies countless as the sands, which daily we receive. Oh, that we may indeed say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits toward us. Lord, thy mercies are great. Lord, and we pray thy blessing now. Lord, we come, dear Lord, to the first day then of another year. Lord, and we pray that we may indeed prove what my dear servant Moses proved. When he was in a great trial, he'd been in the depths of trouble, but Lord, thou didst promise to him, my presence shall go with thee. So Lord, whatever, Lord, we may be in this Lord's Day morning, in exercises placed in our hearts by thy Holy Spirit, or whether it's those things, Lord, of providence, Lord, but we still need thee. We still need that word to be fulfilled in our path. My presence shall go with thee. And Lord, and we don't want it to stop there. And I will give thee rest. Oh, rest, Lord, eternal rest at last, Lord. Oh, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. May that be, dear Lord, the blessed lot of each and every one, from the youngest to the eldest here this morning. We do beseech thee, our Lord, but we pray also, dear Lord, that thou we may know those sweet tokens for good, if it be thy will throughout the year. Oh, we do pray, dear Lord, that there may be the lifting up of thy countenance upon us and the giving of peace. That be making the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. That thou be making a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, that thou art be given and granting us that venture in faith, to venture on thy mighty name, to depend alone upon thee, to cast our care upon thee, to commit our way into thy hand, to be found trusting in thee, that thou art bring it to pass. Our Lord, thou knowest, Lord, that we carry things, Lord, from the old year into the new year. We pray, dear Lord, that those things may be brought to pass and that thy name be honoured and glorified. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. But then, dear Lord, sadly, we look at ourselves. We look, Lord, at our faults and failings through another year. Lord, and our lack of faith, our distrust, our waywardness, our sin and our iniquity, our barrenness. Dear Lord, we pray thou wilt pardon and forgive all our sin. the magnitude of it, Lord. Ah, Lord, but whilst we have a magnitude then of sin, dear Lord, in Jesus there is a magnitude of grace. Oh, and thanks be to God. Oh, for dear Lord Jesus, thou hast promised that all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. Oh, Lord, then we do pray thou wilt pardon and forgive all. Thou wash all our sin, cleanse our hearts. Oh, Lord, and thou knowest what heart here this morning might be saying, with dear David, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Then, dear Lord, do send those answers of peace, we do beseech thee. Hear then our prayer and our breathings. We humbly pray, we beg, we do ask. Lord, we pray thou keep us from sin. Oh, to be kept. Oh, to be preserved from Satan's temptations and our own poor, wicked, unbelieving hearts. And oh, that we may be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Oh, casting all our care then upon him. Dear Lord, now this Lord's day, we're found here, Lord, in thy house. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou would condescend to come and meet with us and bless us this day. Oh, Lord, that blessing of God that makes rich. Lord, may we be found like dear Mary. Oh, sitting at thy feet and hearing thy word. Those words, that word of eternal life. As Peter said, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Then, dear Lord, do condescend to hear our prayer. Our Lord, thou knowest the exercises, Lord, that go on in one another's heart. Lord, we do pray thou mercifully hear and answer prayer. Lord, we think back, Lord, the year that passed. Lord, how thou didst work in sinners' hearts, Lord, and this Paul here was opened once more, Lord, and another passed through these waters. We thank thee for it, Lord. We acknowledge thy goodness. But, dear Lord, thou knowest how many are hovering around the pool. Thou knowest, Lord, those that have been there more than 38 years. Lord, and we do pray that this year may be the time when thou wilt visit their soul, when thou wilt come to them. Lord, when thou wilt cause them, because they love thee, to follow thee. Hear our prayer. Oh, Lord, it may be a blessed year to one and another. To say, the Lord met with me, 2022, in Swasey Chapel, under the preaching of the minister. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou would abundantly bless seeking souls, souls waiting. Lord, like dear Simeon was waiting for the consolation of the children of Israel. Our Lord, oh, we read that the Holy Spirit was upon him. Oh, that it may be upon one and another here this year. Our Lord, and that there may be, Lord, a coming forth to tell what thou hast done for their souls. Dear Lord, do hear prayer. Now, Lord, we would turn our thoughts and our prayers and affections, Lord, to those that are unable to come today because of various illnesses and some at home with COVID. We pray, Lord, that thou would mercifully remember such and others, Lord, whoever they are, young or old, We do pray, dear Lord, thy blessing to rest upon them. Oh, and to restore and raise up to health and strength. And dear Lord, do abundantly bless. And dear Lord, we pray that they should be found listening in today. They may hear as something for their souls. Although absent from the house of God, they may say and realize that they are not absent from thee, and that thou dost hear and regard their poor prayers and send answers of peace by these means. We pray then, dear Lord, that thou remember each and all. And there's others, Lord, we know of and think of, and there's many probably, Lord, we don't know, Lord, that are suffering in sickness and afflictions past. We pray, dear Lord, thy healing hand and restoration to be given and granted. Pray, Lord, that thou remember thy people then. Think, Lord, of our friend Margaret Rutt and the dear one Javis, Lord, and we pray for him and the family. Lord, we ask thee, Lord, to abundantly bless, graciously support, and mercifully undertake for them. Hear prayer, Lord, we ask for others, Lord, also. Think of those, Lord, that walk in bereavement's path. We lovingly, tenderly bear them before thee. Ask thee, Lord, to graciously, blessedly help them, support them, undertake for them. Oh, and pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless their souls with thy loving kindness, thy goodness. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, that they do not mourn as those that mourn without hope. But, dear Lord, thou knowest the still, the nature, the natural affection, Lord. We pray that thou wilt then comfort their hearts, graciously support, blessedly uphold. Pray, Lord, that thou be then with thy people. Lord, there are some may be, Lord, with walking in some things, Lord, that, oh, they want thee to appear. They want thee to make thy goodness pass before them. They want thee to do that which seems so impossible. Lord, do graciously work. Oh, for that which is impossible with men is possible with thee. We ask thee, Lord, to remember our nation. Govern those that govern us, Lord. Overturn the evil design of wicked men. Open the eyes of those that rule and reign over us. Dear Lord, do mercifully appear. Oh, we may have raised up for us faithful men and women, dear Lord, to rule over us. Not men, Lord, that just want a big clap from whatever audience they're in front of, but oh, men that will faithfully tell us the truth. Dear Lord, we do pray thee. Hear our prayer. Oh, we ask, Lord, thou turn men's hearts and affections to the things of God. And dear Lord, we do pray also that our Archbishop and bishops may give heed to the request of our Queen, that they get and preach the gospel. Oh Lord, do mercifully hear our prayers. Pray, dear Lord, that thou then remember us now. Remember all thy servants this day, whoever they are, wherever they are. Lord, and do graciously help one another. Lord, we need thy help now. Lord, we're only a poor man. Lord, and we've been requested to come here today. And Lord, and we've come, but we want thee to come. We want thee to stand by us. We want thee, Lord, to fulfill thy word and thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And do come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 626. 626. Sinners who on Jesus rest must eternally be blessed. All Jehovah's love can give, they from Jesus shall receive. Hymn 626.
Thank you.
dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to the book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 2, and the first part of verse 16. Malachi chapter 2, verse 16. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. Malachi 2:16. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. Very conscious that this text is not what you would call a text suitable to a new year. But that being as it may, I believe it's still the text that the Lord has laid upon my heart, burdened my heart. With this subject here before us. Yes, this verse, these few words, are, as it were, a gem in the midst of a very solemn, short prophecy. It's not the only gem in the prophecy. The following chapter speaks about the messenger, God's messenger, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. It also speaks about those that fear the Lord. But here there's this, that the Lord saith that he hateth putting away. But so we shall need, with God's help, to look at the reason why this word is found here. The reason is this, is it not? Because there was a year in Israel, amongst God's people, there was some spiritual adultery. There'd been a forsaking of God's ways. There had been those that were going after other lovers. And this has greatly burdened me, because I know full well that I've had this subject, I had this subject here last year in June about backsliding. You will know if it concerns you or not. And if it does concern you, dear soul, are you still walking in that path? Can I repeat it? Are you still walking in that pathway? Let me ask you another question. Are you going to continue to walk in that path? Are you going to continue to walk in that path of disobedience, knowing what you're doing is wrong, wrong before God, let alone before men, is wrong before God? This chapter here speaks of those that, forsake the wife of their youth. That you might seek goodly seed. Why? Yes, because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant? Well, But you say, there's spiritual adultery. Why, going after other things that we're not putting God first. We're not putting God's ways first. Why, you and I, you might shudder and tremble to think of someone walking in literally in adultery. But be that as it may, you know, the children of Israel, you know, the Lord had done some great things, had he not, for the children of Israel. He brought them out of the land of Egypt. And yes, Moses has gone up into the mountain. And there the Lord is speaking with Moses. There the Lord is giving Moses the tabernacles, the stones rather, writing on the stones, the commandments. And the children of Israel waiting, but they weren't waiting right. Are you waiting right? The opposite to this is, dear Simeon, hadn't thought of it, but obviously this is Simeon. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. But Israel, oh yes, they turn their affections. Where's Moses? We don't know where he's got to. Come on. Let us go back to Egypt. Do you really want to go back to the beggarly elements of this poor, perishing, dying world that cannot save, but will only destroy you, and that eternally? So, here you have, dear Aaron. Why? And you know, and he asked for all this gold, didn't he? Oh, and he brought this gold and he put it in the fire. And out came this golden calf. And they worshipped it. That spiritual adultery. Let me ask, what are you worshipping? What am I worshipping? Because I speak to myself as much as anybody else. Like a good minister once said, can't think of his name now. He said, I'm preaching myself and you can listen if you wish. Oh, friends, saying that they fell down. They worshipped this. Oh, they were going to go back to Egypt. Yeah. Oh, I say, do you and I really want to go back to those days of being burdened, harassed, tormented by Satan? Or are we going to go forward looking unto Jesus? Well, you will know the outcome if you know your Bible. Exodus 32. Oh, yes. How there was Moses comes down from the mountain with Joshua, his minister, and how they say, or how they first of all heard the noise in the camp of the children of Israel. So often there's a noise. Yes. In the camp of the children of Israel. And it's not always a God-honoring noise. As it wasn't here. It wasn't singing and rejoicing in what the Lord has done. You think of it. You just think of it. They weren't rejoicing in what the Lord was done. They were rejoicing in a golden calf. Oh, how solemn these things are. This, I say, is spiritual adultery. Yes. Why, and we read just now those verses in Jeremiah's prophecy. Yes. Why? And what did the dear man say? Yes. Why? It's here, is it not? Oh, and how he prayed. Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have ye. This is Jeremiah speaking to the children of Israel. And this is not Richard Field speaking to you. This is God speaking to you this Lord's Day morning, my friends. Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have ye treacherously departed from me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. So have ye treacherously departed from me. Yes. You know. And yet, dears, all with all this, where we began our reading here in Jeremiah 3:12. Go and proclaim these words to all the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Is all. The Lord, blessed be his glorious name, he is merciful, he is gracious, he pardons, he forgives. But dear soul, he will have you and I return unto him. And how are we going to return? With all our heart. Turn away again from those beggarly elements of this poor, perishing, dying world. You know, go back there to Exodus. Why, you know, dear Moses, how he, in the following chapter, he pleads with the Lord. And here it is, all is. Where you see some evidence of the children of Israel returning unto the Lord. Let me just turn it up again to make sure we quote it correctly. Moses then has come here. Moses took the tabernacle, pitched it without the camp, far off from the camp, called it the tabernacle of the congregation. Listen, and it came to pass that every one which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation which was without the camp. Sinner, are you going to be one that goes unto the Lord, to the tabernacle without the camp? Ten Commandments we mentioned a little earlier. Yes. We mentioned one of those commandments already, adultery. But there are some others, aren't there? And one of those commandments that I think is very much forgotten about. Thou shalt not covet. Equally as bad as adultery. Equally as bad as theft. Equally as bad as murder. God's word. Oh, friends, but oh, to be one that comes like dear David. Acknowledging our sin and our iniquity. Turning again unto God. You know, David, he was the king. Nathan was the prophet. But David had power, yes, to deal with Nathan as he wished. But Nathan spoke God's word. And God's word was with divine power and unction to David. And David didn't fall out with it. David fell under it. And I hope you and I are falling under the word this morning and not falling out with it. So, David fell under it. Oh, and here's an evidence. Whether you and I fall under it, whether you and I come with the same prayer as dear David, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. He saw his need of being washed, of being cleansed. He saw his need of being forgiven of all his transgression, his faults and his failings, his inconsistencies, his heart wanderings, his backslidings, his sins of omission and commission. Sinner, do you see yours? Do I see mine? Oh, yes, dear soul. And the Lord mercifully heard David's prayer. He mercifully heard David's prayer. And Nathan was told to speak to him again. Thine iniquity, thy sin is forgiven. Ah, yeah. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever because he delights in mercy. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My Lord uses this about this adultery. And I just turn here to words of the Lord Jesus here in Matthew 19. It says here in verse 8, and he said unto them, the Lord Jesus, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for a fornication, that is adultery, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whosoever marrieth her that is put away, committeth adultery. But you say, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart. But the Lord Jesus says, but from the beginning it was not so. But he still, yes, if adultery was committed, then one may put away his wife or put away their husband from them. But say, but here, the text says, for the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. Now, I hope we've seen a little in a few remarks we've made that the Lord then, and we've seen where the children of Israel had gone after other lovers. And you can search the Bible out and you'll find other things as well. And let us search our own hearts as well. Let us search our own hearts. Search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And so, yes, but, you know, forgiveness. Forgiveness. 'Tis a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. The words of the Lord Jesus in the gospel is this, is it not? That all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. All manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. Yes, we mentioned a few there, the commandments a moment ago. Murder, adultery, theft, covetousness, yes, and all these may be forgiven thee. All these may be forgiven thee. Evidence of it. Moses is in heaven. Evidence of that. Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, and there taught with him Moses and Elias. He couldn't have taught with him if he'd been in hell. David is committed adultery, clear from the word of God, very clear, that his sin had been forgiven him. Yes, but he didn't forget it. Nor won't you. Time and time again, you'll say with David, my sin is ever before me. And what does that do to us and for us? It keeps us down there, in the dust where we belong. There's nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. Pride cannot enter into heaven. Yes, also you and I down there in the dust in the good place. So, yes, all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. But, yes, there has to be the forsaking of it. There has to be a confessing of it. There has to be godly sorrow and repentance of it. To use the language of a hymn writer, I hear on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences by mine eyes. your past offences, pain, your eyes, your heart. Do they keep you awake at night? Do they cause you to toss and turn on your bed at night? Do they put you in the dust? Does it cause you to cry out with a publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? We say, yes, well, a good job it does. That's all I can say. It's a good job it does. Because there wouldn't be any hope for us if it didn't. I know it's plain speaking, but it has to be that way. Oh, yes, dear soul. But the Lord, I say, is merciful. Oh. Why? Yes, it says, he hateth putting away. He loves his people. What did dear Jeremiah tell us? Here in chapter 31. Let me read these first two, three verses. Same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Yes. It was the Lord's loving kindness, yes, to his people as they came out of Egypt. Yes. That Lord still continued to go before them, to be with them, to bring them into the promised land. It was the Lord's loving kindness that forgave David of his sin and his iniquity and his transgression with Bathsheba and Uriah. And dear soul, it'll be the Lord's loving kindness that snatches you and I as a brand from the burning, that makes us a trophy of his grace. It'll be, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free. It's his loving kindness. Yes, Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interpose his precious blood. You know that hymn writer, why, you know, Jesus saw me when a stranger. Yes. You see, and why one may, when the Lord mercifully begins the work of grace in a sinner's heart, they may say that they were strangers to the work of God's grace. But again, backsliding sinners are also become strangers to the work of God's grace. They've forgotten it. They leave it behind. They've gone after other lovers. They're committing spiritual adultery. Oh, set your affections on high. Set your affections on the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. There is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, whereby we can be saved. To Jesus Christ, God's dear Son. Yes, and if there's a poor sinner here this morning that feels so far off, so, oh, that the Lord cannot have mercy upon him or her, dear soul, let me tell you, he can, he will. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, let me say it again. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome. Is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Come, dear soul, with all your sin, all your iniquity, all your transgression. Fall down before him. Oh, be like the publican. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, I was saying just now, I think, about dear Simeon. You know, he was under the Spirit. You think, well, he was a very favoured spot and place. Well, yes, he was. But you know, dear soul, let's look at it just a little closer. He was in the Spirit, under the Spirit. Where was the publican when he was praying like he did? Where was David when he was praying like he did in Psalm 51? Oh, where was Israel when they were saying, we have sinned? They were under the Spirit. That's where they were. That's where they were. And dear soul, and if that's how you feel this morning, then that's where you are, under the Spirit. Pray and pray on. And the Lord will hear, the Lord will answer. Blessed be his glorious name. Ah, the Lord, he hateth putting away. He loves his people. Great and small and grasping hard, embraces all, and nor with a soul will part. Notice, oh, he won't part. He loves. You see, there again, Jeremiah 31. You with an everlasting love. With an everlasting love. It's like the little like the account, isn't it, of the two ministers that met, and one of them had got a very wayward child. And the one said to the other, well, I'd know what I'd do if he was my son. And the other replied, yes. He said, and I know what I'd do if he was your son, but he's not, he's mine. And he would deal in love and mercy with his son. Just as the same as that, the narrative, the parable of the prodigal son. Goes off. Yes, he should have known better. And so should you, and so should I. Oh, but yes, I wouldn't have done it, but I was tempted. Yes, so was Eve. She was tempted of the devil, and she tempted her husband. Friends, you don't have to answer what Eve did. You only have to ask what you did or what you've done. You see, it is, they come. Come to the Lord in prayer. As the parable then of the publican. The parable of the prodigal. He's gone off. But you know, it reads like this in the account. And he began to be in want. Have any of you in here yet begun to be in want? Want something that this world has not to give? No, not all the property, not all the cars, not all the wonderful gardens, not all the wonderful arts. Not all the money in the Bank of England. You want something else? It's give me Christ or else I die. And he wanted something. Do you want something, dear soul? Well, what does Paul tell us? Press on. Press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Let's come back to this prodigal. Came back. He says, before he comes back, I return to my father's house. For there's food enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Yes, dear soul. You found there? Has there been an awakening to realise that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life? Well, he resolves, I'm going to go back. I'm not worthy to go back. I don't really expect a father to own me. I don't expect him to let me into the house. He'd put me down, sit there somewhere else in the shed. I've no right to expect any real favours of him, but I'm going to go back. His father saw him a great way off. He ran, he fell on his neck, and he kissed him, he embraced him. Why, for this my son was dead, was alive again, was lost and is found. And you see, and this command was given, wasn't it? Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Yes. Yes, shoes on his feet, a ring on his hand. Some of us have got rings on our hand. It's got no beginning to it. It's got no end to it. And neither, dear soul, is the eternal love of the blessed Saviour and the glorious Redeemer. No, neither has this blessed God here spoken of in this text, this Lord, the God of Israel, that hateth putting away. They're mine. What did the prophet say to us here later in this chapter, in this third chapter? And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jaws. What? A prodigal son? Yes, and a dying thief on the cross at Calvary. And a David that's committed adultery. And a Moses that's murdered. And the children of Israel are gone astray. And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jaws. He hateth putting away. See, he forgives. Even as the Bible uses here the term of a wife treacherously departed from her husband. But it may well be the other way round. Often is. But, the one treacherously departed from the other. Oh boy, you see, they've become unfaithful, haven't they? They've become unfaithful. And dear soul, and have not you and I become unfaithful to our God? Here's my heart, take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. Divorce my soul from every sin. Let me thy servant be. Lord, I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. Oh Lord, keep me. Keep me close to thee. Help me to walk in thy ways, in thy paths. Help me to be obedient unto thee. Deliver me, Lord, from all distractions. Have my eyes and fixed on those things which are above, on that heavenly city, Oh, fix on that blessed Saviour, that glorious Redeemer. His whole, yes, God's dear beloved Son that came into this world to seek and to save sinners. And you and I, the worst. Yes. And he loves with an everlasting love. With an everlasting love. You know, sadly, I know a man. I've mentioned no names, but he had a son who was determined to go his own way, and he did. You know, and the father locked the door. His home. Jesus will never lock the door. Jesus will never lock the door. Come, can I find it? Come, repentant sinner, come. Oh, what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. Will the Lord forgive all of this? Bless the few words. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Richard Field will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service, and Sunday school will be on Zoom this afternoon. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock with an address by Mr. Field, and Mr. Graham Hadley is expected to preach at 7 o'clock on next Friday evening. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach. And there's a New Year prayer meeting at St. Ives on Wednesday, the 5th of January, at 7:15. Let us close with hymn number 24. Why should the children of a king go mourning all their days? Great Comforter, descend and bring some tokens of thy grace. Hymn number 24.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, we do beg that thou wilt pardon and forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen in my midst. Bless thine own word. Help us through the remainder of the day. We ask. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and always. Amen.